Executing the MRP schedule. Execution of the material requirements planning MRP-based schedule turns the operations plan into reality. A basic order release process is followed to ensure that materials and resources are available prior to order release. MRP-based production activity control, PAC, will differ based on its production environment. In a push environment, MRP scheduling uses work orders generated from a forecast/demand to push work through production in a sequential order. Push production scheduling answers the what and when question from the shop floor. What work order should the organization make next? When will it finish? What should the organization do after that? In flow manufacturing, if the flow is in batches, MRP schedules the work center operations sequentially. Order release process. The order release process involves releasing shop order packets. Exhibit 5-32 shows a flowchart of the order release process. Exhibit 5-32. Order release process flowchart. Starting from the review order step, the production coordinator reviews the order and then verifies that the necessary tooling and materials are available. If not, this is first resolved to avoid a work-in-process inventory increase, scheduling gaps, and customer service issues that would occur if the order were released anyway. Once resolved, the next step is verify capacity requirements and work center availability, which should be correct if scheduling was performed correctly. If things have changed, the production coordinator may be able to make adjustments to allow the current schedule to proceed, such as by authorizing a small amount of overtime. Otherwise, rescheduling will be needed. If the resources, capacity, and availability are acceptable, the order is released. MRP-based PAC in batch and flow processes. Production activity control, PAC, is an essential component of closed-loop material requirements, planning, MRP, because PAC closes the control loop by measuring actual output and comparing it to the plan. MRP-based production activity control is concerned with converting plans into action by providing the required direction, reporting the results achieved, revising plans and actions as required, and achieving desired results. This requires the appropriate prior master planning of orders, workforce personnel, materials, and capacity requirements. A related term is production reporting and status control or manufacturing order reporting. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines production reporting and status control as follows. A vehicle to provide feedback to the production schedule and allow for corrective action and maintenance of valid on-hand and on-order balances. It normally includes manufacturing order authorization, release, acceptance, operation start, delay reporting, move reporting, scrap and rework reporting, order closeout, and payroll interface. Although all PAC systems perform the same basic functions, individual systems differ because each manufacturing environment is unique. Each has a specific number of products, production processes, facility layouts, and relationships of available capacity of personnel and equipment to meet the required capacity. PAC requirements and activities in MRP-based systems are determined in part by batch production and flow manufacturing process characteristics, as seen in Exhibit 5-33. The differences between batch and flow for PAC extend to their reporting and status control systems. Batch processing systems, for example, need detailed feedback loops to keep queue and wait times reasonable. Flow systems that do not use batches due to dedicated products per line need only flow control. As defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, flow control is a specific production control system that is based primarily on setting production rates and feeding work into production to meet these planned rates, and then monitoring and controlling production.